Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Now, if you're watching, I am chilling on my couch, okay? I recorded a previous episode on a couch because I just wanted to be a little more relaxed and chill with that episode. It was all about the wedding and all about me ranting about my upcoming wedding, the traditions I'm not going to follow, the things I'm dreading, all of that. And I was going to release that episode today. However, I was like, I'm going to push that out 1 week. But I did like the vibe. I like the setup. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit on a couch again. This might be my new thing. Who knows? We are thinking about creating a better setup for the podcast anyway. And so I'm just trying different things around the house. And so far, I like sitting and chilling on the couch while talking to you. It feels more like you're a part of my home. I'm just talking to a friend in my home, right? So I switched the episode because I have to tell you about my birthday. And it actually prompted this conversation about how to not settle in a relationship, because my man, I'm grateful for him. We had a great, fabulous time for my birthday, and I'll tell you all about it. I do want to say thank you to everyone who reached out to me. I was not really feeling my birthday this year because, again, I've been planning for a wedding. I was focused on that. And I'm the type that normally would plan something for my friends or with my family for my birthday. But I'm like, I'm so in wedding mode and, you know, we're budgeting for a wedding. I'm not going to think about a cost for a birthday or anything. If somebody wanted to take me out for lunch or something, great. So last week was beautiful. On Sunday before my birthday, my mom and I, we went and got a massage and we went to lunch. That was fun. And had a little, a pizookie, which is like my favorite treat from BJ's. And it was a great day with my mom. And then on my actual birthday, it was a Wednesday. So I just didn't think much of it because I'm like, it's the middle of the week. People got to work. I get it. But my fiance made the day special. Before he went into work, he actually bought me big balloons for the house and decorated it a little bit. And he bought me a cake and had me blow out my candles before 7 a.m. before he even went into the office. And then he went to work. And while he's at work, you know, I took the day off. Okay. I was like, not on my birthday. So I took the day off and I got my hair done. If you're looking at the video, yes, look at the ponytail. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You can also see the pictures on my Instagram. I've been posting them because I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I don't care. I'm saying it. No, but I feel good. I love my hair. So I went to get pampered for my birthday. I got my hair done, got my nails done, and I went and bought me some shoes and had me a little treat, a little Jamba Juice. So I was feeling good. But then while I was at home, my fiance got some flowers delivered to me. I was like, oh, and he came home with a sushi platter, right? So that's my birthday. And I'll tell you a little more about that, why communication is so important. Because, yes, if he wanted to, he would. However, he's not going to read your mind and you have to kind of share your wants and your needs, even in your relationship. All right. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But then on the weekend, it was so perfect. We had a perfect weekend in Las Vegas. And I get kind of weird. I don't know. Sometimes I go back and forth with, should I share good things that happen in my relationship? Should I share things about my relationship? I don't want it to sound like I'm bragging or anything like that. And then I'm thinking about like, no, it's not bragging. It's giving other women hope, letting them know like you also deserve love. You deserve to feel cherished. You deserve to feel adorned. You deserve to feel all the great things that you want. You deserve that. And also, like, I've come from that toxic world. I've come from me having my own toxic traits and being in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. And, you know, if you've been in one, you know how crazy that could get. And I show parts of my relationship to show like, hey, this is possible. However, I did a lot of work on myself before even meeting my partner to make this possible. Love my man. I give him a lot of credit. However, it's not just him showing up being this amazing person. Like, I had to meet him there. I had to meet him halfway. I had to come and heal from things and work on my own stuff to make sure that I am in a place where I'm able to receive this love. So I want to stress that to you, okay? Because I didn't know if I should share anything. Like, there, we do so much together and so much that I don't talk about and that I don't share. So I let you in bits and pieces. And plus, it was a celebration of my life, another year older and wiser. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and share. And I shared a recap video of everything we did over the weekend in Las Vegas. On the way there, we stopped at Eddie's Ice Cream. Mm-hmm, for all you talking about, like, don't have ice cream dates and stuff like that. We, 3 years in, still going on ice cream dates, okay? Okay? But then it got so much better. And that's another thing. When you have your ice cream dates and you're just going out and having real conversations with someone in the getting to know you phase, you never know. It could get so much better. So do not judge him on the ice cream date. Look at an ice cream date as going out, having a good conversation, because a man can wine and dine you and talk about nothing and just be disrespectful and just, ugh. Anyway, we started off with some ice cream. We went shopping at the outlets, got to our hotel in Vegas and got dressed. I looked good. Okay, little red dress. So we started the night. We normally go to Gordon Ramsay's Steakhouse, been there a couple of times, but he took me to Ramsay's kitchen and it was so delicious. Okay. It started with like this smoked salmon with a little bit of salt. Then the crab cakes. My mouth is watering thinking about these damn crab cakes. They were so bomb. I'm not getting sponsored or anything. Hey, Gordon, if you want to hit me up and, you know, take me and my man and treat us to one of your restaurants, great. This is not sponsored, but the food was so good. And then we had, all right, the risotto. I wasn't really feeling that one that much. But then the beef Wellington, which is this tender, oh my gosh, tender, medium rare, which I was surprised. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna want that. And it was so bomb. Beef Wellington wrapped in this bread, like it felt like a croissant that was over. I don't know. And then the sticky toffee, a 5-course meal. It was so delicious. I just want to go back and eat it all over again. I do. I really, really do. But we went to dinner there and then we went on a helicopter ride. Now, let me tell you something, because my fiance, he's romantic. However, he tried to like gauge my interest, I guess. And he tried to surprise me sometimes. And I love surprises. However, I'm also a little nosy. So I kind of like put two and two together with stuff. You know, I'm going to get better. But he sent me a video some days before going to Vegas and was like, would you ever do this? And it was a helicopter grand entrance for the wedding. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I would be so extra just like that, you know, coming to our wedding like that. And I said, and I've never even been on a helicopter before, but maybe one day. And sure enough, we got on a helicopter. I was like, and I told him afterwards, like, I knew you was just trying to gauge my interest to see if I would ever do that. Cause I felt like we talked about helicopter rides in Vegas before. We have, like months ago and stuff, but this time, you know, he actually made it happen. Whoop, whoop. So we got on a helicopter. It was real quick, but it was overlooking the city, the strip. Oh, beautiful lights. You can see a recap video. I posted it on my pages at Go Girl Movement or at I Am Ashley Caprice on Instagram and on TikTok. And the views were just so nice. It was so, I just couldn't stop smiling. I had so much fun on the ride. And then afterward, we met up with one of his friends lives out there. We met up with them and had some drinks at the lounge. And then we ended up at a club that Ludacris performed. And then we ate some pizza at like 2 a.m. And it was just a good, good weekend. And then Sunday, I have family that lives out there and went to visit family. And we just chilled out in the pool for a second. You know, it was more relaxation. But when I posted the recap video, I put on the video, like, this is your sign to not settle. And then I share, this is a point of view. This is when you're being loved properly, when he's going all out, doing these different things for you, right? And then lastly, it was in a Beyonce song, Two Hands. It was a remix with Cater to You. So bomb. Shout out to the DJ who mixed that and did that mashup. And at the end of the song, she says, "I'm going to give you the best years of your life." And I also put that on that video. So it's like, A, I chose not to settle in life. B, I'm being loved properly. And because of that, I'm now going to give this man the best years of his life. Okay. And so it wasn't me like trying to brag, but more of sharing a lesson. And I'm glad people took it that way. No one has said anything. I think that's me just overthinking and being in my thoughts, thinking like, oh, I don't want people to think this. And I can't control how people are thinking. And then no one even said anything that was even remotely similar to my thoughts. And some people were like, thank you for the reminder, you know, thank you for the reminder to not settle and stuff, you know. And I also want to make it clear, it's not about what he did for me or how much he spent or anything like that, because it's more about him listening, being thoughtful. I had my birthday last year and he took me to dinner and I was off the whole day. And I kind of talked to him about it afterwards, like, hey, like it was my birthday all day. I mean, I like to feel like it's my birthday all day with him and his birthday. I get the balloons and the decorations. This is for y'all people who be like, well, what'd you do for him? Yes, for his birthday. I make his big favorite roast dinner and get the balloons and decorations and this and that. So he could feel it all day. And so I remember sharing that about me and he listened. So then my birthday came up and I had balloons and I had flowers and I had cake. And it was here at 7 in the morning so that I can feel like it was my birthday all day. It was not about, you know, him loving me properly by doing these things for me. It's about him loving me properly as far as listening, understanding where I'm coming from, showing me the love that I want and the things that'll make me happy on my birthday, and him showing up for me in that way. That's me being loved properly. The communication that we had for him to understand, okay, her birthday is very important to her. I better go all out. And he did. And he did. So I wanted to talk about how to not settle in a relationship today and just give a few pointers or share some signs that maybe you are settling and share some signs on how to not settle. Like, number one, let's just talk about it. What does it mean to settle for something? The definition says to agree or accept something, although it is not what you want. One of the very first things I ask my clients while I'm coaching them is, hey, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? A lot of times you think you want a man who communicates well and stuff. And then the man like that is told, oh, he's too soft or too into me or he's doing too much. And like, what? What is it that you truly want, girl? What is it that you want? So that when it shows up, you're not confused, you're not pushing it away, and that you know what it is when you're receiving it. If you are confused about what you want, guess what? You're going to meet someone who's kind of confusing and you're like, what is this? When you're so specific about what you want, like, I am looking for a relationship, I'm intentionally dating and looking for a person that's going to be respectful, going to cherish me, going to, you know, love me properly. Then you'll notice that when it shows up, and you'll notice it when someone ain't acting right. You're like, nah, this ain't what I want. This isn't feeling good. So what is it that you want? If you're not clear, everything will look good to you. Someone will give you breadcrumbs and that'll look good to you. Someone will say just enough to keep you hanging on and that'll feel good to you. You'll be confused. Because you're confused about what it is that you want. So get really clear about what you want so that you are not settling for any old thing. The second thing, I know some people are scared to be alone. All right. I know as women, we have a biological clock, but do not let that get in the way of your happiness. It's okay to be alone. That is the time where you're learning, where you're growing, where you're spending time with your family, spending time with your friends, you're finding out your hobbies and all those things. So when you get that love, you know how to keep that up. You'll know what you need. You'll know how to pour into yourself without being in a relationship. But don't be scared of being alone. Because again, with women, with that we get a certain number, like, oh, once I turn 30, if I'm not in a relationship, then you just take the next best relationship coming by. I've settled before. That was me before. I'm like, man, I'm at this age. Okay, I got this job. I like where I am in my life. Like, the only thing missing is a person. First thing that came around, showed me a little attention. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's just try this thing out. And it was, yeah, actually happened a couple of times. But when I worked on myself during my single seasons, where I wasn't scared to be alone, I'm like, okay, I'm single for a reason. Let me learn some things. Then I ended up getting much better and attracting much better. So don't be scared of being alone. And don't settle for a potential. Look at the reality, okay? When you settle for potential, you're like, he cool. He just need to work on his communication a little bit, or he cool, but he don't call me all the time. He called me a little bit, but we could work on that. Like certain baseline things, yes, can be worked on with some communication, but don't think you can just change a person. Looking at potential is like, that's not really what I want, but it's good enough. And that's you settling. It's like they're good for now, or I can work on them with this and that. I can make them like some of the core values. That's what you need to look for is values. Because when you start making excuses and being like, okay, well, they're not ambitious, but I'm gonna make them want to work harder and be a protector and a leader. Like, how, girl, how? Some things are fundamental and you can see it based on someone's character. If you're looking at their character and you're like, I don't know if I could deal with this forever. I spoke about in a previous conversation how one person wanted to debate me all the time just through normal conversation. I'm like, this will be exhausting to deal with forever. Absolutely not. Too much. When you're dating potential, it's kind of like, they're not who I really want, but I'm sure they'll show up that way one day. I'm sure we just need to make some minor tweaks and changes, and they'll be exactly who I want them to be. Like, it's like you're working on a project and you're trying to fix them. And you need to realize the person that's in your face right now, if that person is the way that they are right now forever, is that good enough for you? And if it's not, then that's not your person. There are things, of course, that you can work on, but like things such as really bad habits or their communication style or them lacking ambition or, just being lazy, have no emotional intelligence. Those are major things. Those are things that you cannot just fix for somebody, or things that someone is just willing to work on. It might be the core of who they are. Are you willing to put up with that? If you are, okay, date your potential girl. But I really say look at your reality. If it's something small, like, man, he has potential, he got everything, but his style just, I just want him to dress a little different. Then, hey, on Christmas, buy him what you think he looked great in. Be like, man, you look good in this. That might work. But I'm talking as far as potential as in their character, their flaws. Can you look past those? Or do you even want to? I've settled before with poor communication. I've settled before by feeling confused from guys. I've settled before. I remember some friends couldn't believe that I wanted to stop talking to one guy because he was great, very smart, but we weren't going out on dates. And I'm like, I want to go out. And it wasn't like a, he don't want to take me out in public, because that could be a whole nother story. But he was just not wanting to go out. He was more of a homebody, wanted to stay in and just chill. And I'm just like, no, we went out a few times, but not enough. Not enough for me. And friends were just like, well, he seems like he's nice. Like, why? I'm like, yeah, but no, that would be me settling. And that would be me thinking, oh, but he has potential because one day he'll take me out. No, it could have been 5 years later and we're still stuck in the house not doing much because I settled and ended up like dealing with someone for potential instead of looking at what they're presenting to me right now. Right? So there are three things that I would say when you are dating, make sure you are taking your time. Because we don't want you to settle. We don't want you to just be like, oh my gosh, googly-eyed for the first person that comes around and you're so happy the first 2, 3 weeks to a month. And then things start to really be serious and they're showing you who you are and they're taking their mask off and you're still overlooking it because you just want to be in a relationship because you got a biological clock and you're not taking your time. You're moving fast. Like, take your time. Take the time to really, really get to know someone and see them in different situations too, different scenarios. Okay. How are they when they're out in public with other people? How are they when they're around their friends? How are they when they're around your friends? How are they when they're upset, when they're stressed? How are they when they are full of joy? Take your time and set some standards. Number two, set standards. My man always said, like, I never really made it easy. He really had to work for me. And I appreciate that. I've been called difficult in the past. I don't think I'm difficult. The other guy who didn't really take me out much probably thought I was being difficult. Okay. But then I have a man who loves to take me out. Like, I wasn't being difficult. This is just what I wanted. And again, go back to, what is it that you really, really want? So set your standards. Know what you're looking for in a partner. Setting those standards is a way for you to stay true to who you are. It's that kind of thing. Standards and boundaries go hand in hand. You set those standards, you uphold those standards, and that's you also setting your boundaries and not wavering from who you are for a relationship. Child, I always say there are plenty of people out there. I was going to say it's not that serious, but it is that serious. It is that serious getting in a relationship and tying yourself with one person forever. It's that serious who you're having children with, who you're having sex with. It's that serious who you're marrying. So take it seriously. Take dating seriously. Take it seriously, because you could be setting yourself up and having these deep feelings and emotions the more time you're spending with someone. If you're just like, oh, I'm just having fun, that fun could lead to a lifetime of disappointment if you have too much fun with that person. So be more intentional with your dating. And take it seriously. And the third thing, so on how to not settle, boom, take your time, set those standards and recognize those red flags. I've had plenty of episodes about red flags and stuff. So recognize what they are to you. What is a red flag to you? Trust your instinct. Trust that gut, that spark. Forget the spark, because it'll be great. And it's just like fireworks. Fireworks, they boom in the sky. They look beautiful. And then they go away, right? It turns into smoke, turns into dust. Do you want that? No. So recognize how you're feeling when you're around this person, while you're dating. Recognize even in your relationships. I know in a past relationship, I had so much anxiety and stress all the time. Now I feel so calm and peaceful. It's great. And that's because I didn't settle. Did not settle. And lastly, I want to leave you with this. When you settle, you're telling yourself, I don't deserve this. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of this. I'm not worthy of something better. This is as good as it gets. So I want you to reframe your thinking. And especially when you get in a relationship, oh my gosh, I should talk about the transition one day from a toxic to healthy relationship. But when you're in a healthy relationship, you'll start saying things like, no, I deserve this, right? I deserve this. When you're treating you with love and that respect and really listening to you and staying in sync with you. I deserve this. I had to do that for myself. In the beginning, my fiance, again, very romantic, very sweet, great gestures to show his love for me. And I used to be like, I don't know, just didn't know how to receive it that well. And then over time, it's like, yeah, you know what? And he even told me like, hey, I cherish you. You deserve this. I'm like, you know what? You're damn right. I deserve this. I deserve this. And you do too, girl. You deserve love, real love, someone who wants to be with you, someone who is showing that they love you. They're showing the world that they love you. Someone who is not confused about you. You deserve someone who wants to be with you, someone who's willing to make any necessary adjustment and evolve and grow, not change, but evolve and grow to be with you. Someone who's like, you know what? I could work on my communication a little better. Let me read this book. Let me listen to this podcast. Or someone who is open with their emotions, but also, like, again, you got to show up in a way too that'll make them feel safe enough to be vulnerable and show up for you and express themselves and do all the things that you're asking, all the things you're requiring? How are you showing up to make sure he has that safe space too? Okay. I feel like this episode went so many different directions and we could go deeper in, but pretty much I just wanted to do this episode real quick to let you know that there is so much more out there for you. You do not have to settle in relationship and life with anything. Always speak what you want, okay? Do not settle for potential. Don't get into a relationship just because you're scared of being alone or you're lonely. Like, you'll deal with so much more mess and drama because of that, rather than just waiting for the right one and then spending that time with yourself, your beautiful whole self, okay? And then, again, take your time, set those standards, and recognize red flags. And lastly, when you get that love that you deserve, know that you are worthy of it and say, I deserve this. I deserved that beautiful date that I had with my fiance, aka my future husband. I'm excited to marry this man. We're excited. And we show up and we give each other that love and we express needs and wants. We do check-ins like, hey, you getting everything you need out of this relationship? Anywhere where I'm falling short, anything that you want that I haven't been doing? We talk about those things all the time. Communication matters. Communication matters. Communication matters. That's, again, why I was able to have a great birthday. I spoke up on a previous birthday before. He's like, all right, I'm showing up and showing out this time. Boom, here we are. Here we are. And we both had an amazing time together. We were so glad to experience those things together. So again, I'm showing you all this and showing you parts of the relationship just to let you know that it is also possible for you too. But again, do that work on yourself first, okay? All right. I'll talk to you next week. I do have my episode already done for next week, the wedding rant. Ugh. You're going to hear all about what I've been going through with my wedding planning. So cannot wait to share that episode with you next week. Until next time, thanks again for all the birthday love and wishes. It's been a beautiful week so far. I feel like this is going to be one of my best years yet. I cannot wait. Also, again, like always, working on things for Go Girl too, so stay tuned. All right, girls, well, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, you can watch this on YouTube at Miss A Caprice or follow me on social media at I Am Ashley Caprice or at Go Girl Movement. All right, talk to you next week. Go Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl.